You're holding the Aflamid Vov Omer Aleph, the bottom Gemara. We'll start over again. Tanan Hosen, Login it's full yoim. If you have a card, a picture full of a picture that is a full yoim, that means it was Tomei, and you were Tovel in the Mikvah today, and the din of a full yoim is you have to wait till Harash Shemesh, till at night time, then it becomes Tohor. Shemolo min hachovius shemaiser Tevel. Now inside it, you filled it up with the Meiser, which is Tevel, which means you did not take off the Trumas Meiser from the Meiser. In other words, you gave the Meiser to the Levi, and now it's a chayv upon the Levi to take off Trumas Meiser. And they didn't take off Trumas Meiser yet. Now the halacha is, a Tful Yoim is Pasels a Truma, or else it Pasels Trumas Meiser. Mashen Kein Meiser doesn't Pasel. So therefore, right now, all you have inside this picture is only Meiser. So therefore, even though the picture is a Tfuyayim, the picture is not Metame, the Meiser inside. Because you didn't take off Trumas Meiser, there's no Trumas Meiser here. Now the Meiser is V'yoma, now the person says, Hareza Trumas Meiser Likashatechshach. At night time, then it should be Chal Trumas Meiser from this Meiser. That's what he says. Is the Locha Dvor of Kayomim. Everything is okay. Because the Tful Yoim, this Keli, this pitcher that's Tomei, at night time it becomes Tohor. Now, when does he say the Trumas Meiser should be Chal? At night time. So by the time it becomes night, when it's Chal, the Din, Trumas Meiser, the Kli is already Tohor, therefore it's not Metame, the Trumas Meiser, therefore Dvar of Kayom, everything is good. So tomorrow, V'yimam Eruvoli Bezeh, let's say though the person says he wants to use these Perus, or this Chalam, for an Eruv, then layom aklum. The locker is he didn't say anything, which means the eruv is not chal. Now why not? So the Gemara Omar Rava Zoyse Meris. From here there is a raya. Here it is said that soif hayoyim koin eruv. When is the eruv chal eruv itchumim? It's chal soif hayoyim, the end of the day, which means Friday, the end of Friday, right before Shabbos. It means at the beginning of Ben Hashmoshes, that's when the eruv has to be chal. Now here, at the beginning of Ben Hashmoshos, it was not Chal Trumas Meiser yet. Therefore, this Meiser is also Tit. It's Tevel. You didn't take off the Trumas Meiser. The Trumas Meiser is first Chal Likishatechshach at night. Therefore, at the beginning of Ben Hashmoshos, the Erev was not Roy Tit. Therefore, the Erev is not Chal. So Rashi, Seif Hayoim, Tchilas Ben Hashmoshos. It means the beginning of Ben Hashmoshos. Shu Seif Hayoim Shel Erev Shabbos. That's the end of Erev Shabbos. Is Koin Erev, that's the time when the Erev is Chal, Zatrashi, V'soif HaYoyim Akati, Tevel Hu. At the end of the day, at the beginning of Ben HaShemoshes, these Peris, or this Chal is still Tevel, because he first said the Trumas Meiser should be Chal Likashatechshach at night. Therefore, at Ben HaShemoshes, the Erev is not Ruoi Tit, the Erev is not Chal. So if Gemara, why di Salkotaitu, because if you'll tell me that the Locher is Tchilas HaYoyim Koin Erev, no, it's the beginning of Shabbos. In other words, like the end of Ben Hashmoshes. That's when the Erev is Yechal, Oy Bezoi, Iomar Eruv Eli Bozeh. If he says, let the Erev be Chal with these Peris, is the Kasha Amai Layom Aklum, why didn't he say anything? Vibalti said the Trumas Meiser should be Chal, Gishatechshach, which means at the end of Ben Hashmoshes. See, if that's the Zman when the Erev is Chal Eruv Eit Chumim, at that time it was Roy to be eaten. So why is Alokha Layom Aklum? Elamayetz Uriah, the end of Friday is when the Zman of the Kinyan Ha'erev. So the Gemara, no, I'll tell you there's no Raya. Omer Rav Papa, Afilu Teima, Tchilas Hayoyim Koin Erev. Even if you want to tell me it's the end, even if you want to tell me it's the beginning of Shabbos, which means the end of Ben Hashmoshes, that's when the Erev is Chal. So Bezoi, you have a Kasha here, at the end of Ben Hashmoshes, the beginning of Shabbos, it's already Chal, the Trumas Meiser, so why is the Erev not Chal? The Teretz is, Beinon suda horuye meboid yom v'lekel. You need the suda. You need this erev should be able to be eaten meboid yom. Friday, when you put the erev down, that's when it has to be able to be eaten. And here, b'shas, you put it down on Friday. It's tevel. You didn't take off the trumas meisim. The trumas meisim was first chal at the beginning of Shabbos, the end of Ben Hashmoshes. That's too late. Even if the Erev Takala Maisa is Chal at the beginning of Shabbat, the end of Ben HaShemoshes, but he's a new halachon. You have to do a Maisa Siyah. You have to do a Maisa of putting the Erev down at right before Shabbat starts. And B'Shas, you make the Asiyah. The Asiyah has to be with a Pas, a Suda, Haruya, that's Roy Tid at that time. But since here, when you put the Erev down, it was still Tevel, L'Trumas Maitz, you didn't take off the Trumas Maitz, it's only Chal at nighttime, therefore there's no Asiyus Erev, therefore the Erev is not Chal. Like Rashi says, the Amr Tchila Fayem Shal Shabbos Koin Erev, Dainu Saif Ben Ashmoshes Koin Erev, Amayla Yom HaKlum, why is Allah, he didn't say anything here? Does like the Papa, now there's no Raya. There's no Kla, you need a Suda Ruya Meboi Jaim, and here it's Lech, you don't have it. Yeah, Zok the Mishneh, Masne Adam Ale Ruvoi V'Oimer, a person could put an Erev down, and make a Tanai on this Erev. Again, an Eruvay Tchumim, that he puts it out, Apayim Amma, outside his city, let's say he puts it on Mizrach side, V'Oimer, he can make a Tanai, that Imbo Nochrim Min HaMizrach, if the Nochrim, the Goyim, come from the east side of the city, and Pashar, I want to run away from the Goyim, I'm afraid of them, is V'Mele Eruvay Lamarev. I want the Erev that I put down on the west side of the city, that Erev should be Chal. So therefore I have a right to go another Alpayimama out of my first Alpayimama of the west side of the city. Now, Min HaMarev, let's say the Goyim come on the Marev side, on the west side, then I say Eruvay LeMizrach. I want the Erev that I put down on the Mizrach side, that side the Erev should be Chal. So in other words, we're talking about this person before Shabbos put outside two Erevs, two Eruvay Tchumim. One on the Mizrach side of the city, and one on the Marav side of the city. So even though the locker is only one Erev could be Chal, like it's only, you could be kind of Shvis only one place. And from that place you have a Payimam all around, you're allowed to put it down on two different places, and you make it tonight. As if to say that tomorrow on Shabbos, I'll choose which side I want to be Chal. If the Goyim come on the Mizrach side, then I want the Marav side to be kind of, so I'll be able to run away more to the Marav side. And if the Goyim come on the Marav side, then I want the Erev on the Mizrach side to be Koinim. So a person is allowed to do this. And we'll see in the Gemara that our Mishnah holds Yesh Breira. Vayta, the Mishnah says, in Bo Lakan or Lakan, let's say the Goyim come both sides, they come on Mizrach and Amarev, then Lamokim Sher Tzelech. I could say, I'll make a Tanai that whichever one I want to ever place, whichever place I want to walk to, that's the place that has Koinim my Shvisa. In other words, it's Yesh Breira. You can make two Erevs now before Shabbos, and on Shabbos you'll decide which one you want to be Chal. What about Loi Bo, Loi Lekan, Veloi Lekan? Let's say Goyim don't come neither on the Mizrach side or on the Marav side. So in such a situation, you do not want either one of the two Erevs to be Chal. You would rather have your Din Shavisa in the house where you live, that you could walk around in your city, and now Bal Paya Mama from your city. So at the Mishnah Enoch Nami, you're allowed to say that. You're allowed to do that. The word Loi Bo, Loi Lekan, Veloi Lekan is Alocha Hareini Kibnei Iri. Then I have the Alocha like a regular Bnei Ir, like I'm sitting home and I did not put any Erevs outside. That's also Chal. The kids, you can make a Brera tomorrow, you choose whichever one of the three places you can have your Erev, your Shrisa should be Chal. Either the Mizrach side or the Marav side, or right smack in the middle at your house. See Rashi? Masne Odom Ale Ruvay. Meniach Odom Shnei Eruvin. A person to put down before Shabbos two Eruvay Tchumim. Echod l'soif alpayim l'mizrach, beisoi, one at the end of alpayim amma from the mizrach side of his house. V'yechod l'soif alpayim amma l'marav beisoi, from the marav side of his house. V'yoymen, he says like this, in bo nochrim min ha-mizrach, if the goyim are going to come on the mizrach side. So drashi v'tzorach, ani l'vroich mifneyim, and I have to run away from them, then yikne li eruvoi shebemarav. Then I want my eruv on the marav side to be chal. V'yiyu li b'marav beisi dal alpayim amma. So like this, I'm going to have now 4,000 amas to walk on the Marav side of my house. Because my Erev is Alpayim Amma away from my house on the Marav. And from that Erev, I have another Alpayim Amma. Afagav Zatrashid Lo Yose Yad Lamocher, even though the Goyim first came tomorrow on Shabbos, is the Klal Amrinon, we say, Yesh Breira. There is a Yisoid of Yesh Breira. The Bein HaShemoshos at the beginning of Shabbos. The Bein HaShemoshos, Koinoloi Eruvay Tidah Gisa. The Erev is Chal for the other side. In other words, even though when you put the Erev down, Ben HaShemoshos, it's a suffix, we do not know which Erev and where it is Chal, but then on Shabbos, when you choose which one you want, we say Yesh Breira, and it's like, Hufra Hadav Lamafreya, as if to say, Ben HaShemoshos, this is the Erev you wanted it to be Chal, and it is Chal. Right, what about Hareini Kibnei Iri? Alpayim Meiri L'choruach. I don't want either Erev to be Chal, either Mizrach or Marav. The Goyim did not come at all. So I'd rather stay put, like be in my house, and have Alpayim Am all around my house. You can do that also. Because we all yesh brain. So the Mishnah Baita, who had in the same halach applies, that imbo chochom min ha-mizroch eruv ha-mizroch. In other words, the reason why you put your Erevs outside before Shabbos, because you heard an announcement that a chochom is going to come to the city. And it's going to give a drasha. Now you don't know if the chochom is going to be on the mizroch side, or it's going to be on the marav side. So you're afraid you won't be able to walk there on Shabbos. So therefore, before Shabbos, you put out two eruvit chumims, one on the mizroch side, one on the marav side. And you say, like in bo chochom min ha-mizroch, the chochom is going to come tomorrow on the mizroch side, eruv ha-mizroch. I want the Erev I put out on the mizroch side, that Erev should be chal. Min ha-marav, let's say the chochom comes to the marav side of the city, then eruv ha-marav, I want my Erev that I put on the marav side to be chal, so that I should be able to walk to him on Shabbos. What about the bo lekan lekan? There are two chachomim coming into the city. One is coming on mizroch, one is coming on marav. And the loch is, you can't be kind of two Erevs outside the city. Either you have mizroch or else you have marav, only one of the two. So what's the loch here? A person has a right to say, l'mokam she'eretz ha'elach, to the place that I want to go to, that's where I will go to tomorrow. In other words, you can say, yesh breira. Today now, right before Shabbos, I put two Erevs out, one on the mizroch side, one on the marav side, and there are two chachomim coming, one is coming mizroch, one is coming marav, and tomorrow I'll choose to know which one I want to go to. That's also good. We say yesh breira. What about Lelakan v'Lelakan? A chacham, you heard on Shabbos that the chachamim are not coming. They're not coming to Mizrach, they're not coming to Marav. Then you could say, Hareini k'bnei Iri. I want to stay in the same place where my house is. I want to be k'bnei Iri. Neither of the two Erevs should be chal. I'm kind of my shvisa at my house. You could do that also. Kids, it's a suffix bein hashmashus, where you are kind of shvisa. And on Shabbos, when you decide where you want it to be, then it's chala kuvra dovolam afreyam, as if bein hashmashus, it was your das to be kind of here, wherever you decide. Rabbi Yehuda says the Chiddush, that im hoye echod mehem rabbi, on the tzad there were two chachamim coming, one mizruch, one marav. And true, before Shabbos, you put out two Erevs, one on mizruch side, one on marav side. But if one of the two chachamim is your Rebbe, then we zicha say, hoylech eitzel rabbi. Tomorrow on Shabbos, you're only allowed to go to the side that your Rebbe is darshening. Because the zicha svar, a person has not to go to his Rebbe. So here we can say that on Shabbos you could decide which one of the two places you want to go to, and we'll say it as if you have this das ben hashmoshes. Because we say, no, it's zikha to us that ben hashmoshes, you had das to go to the side that your Rebbe is going to darshan, and not to the other side where the second chochem is darshaning. And we'll see in the Gemara why the chachamim argue on the Yehuda. They say, no, the person still has a right to choose whichever one of the two chachamim he could go to. Vayti v'mhoyu shneim raboisov. Let's say both of the chachamim coming are both his Rebbe. He has two Rebbeim. Then the loch is l'mokim she'ir tzayirlich. Then about he could choose on Shabbos whichever one of the sites he want to go to, he can go to. Like Kitzal Mishnos, you say yesh breira. See Rashi, the bo chacham lemizruch chutz letchum iri. At the end, outside of the chum of my city. For roitzani lilmay torah mipiv. I want to learn torah from his mouth. For yachshav any yodei leitzit side yove. I don't know today which side is coming. Tomorrow I'll hear from people. That's going to come, duchen eruv. They're going to tell me tomorrow which side. I have a right to choose tomorrow which side I want to go to. Rabbi Yehuda Roimer, imbo lekan ulekan, v'yechod miyem rabbi. If two chachomim are coming, and one of them is his Rebbe, is yelech etzor rabbi. For sure he has to go to his Rebbe. V'lo yetzor chochom, not to the chochom. It's like for sure he had das ben hashmoshes that the erev on the tzad that his Rebbe is coming, that's where he wanted to be kind of. Because pshita, a person wants to go to hear his own Rebbe. No, a ben hashmoshes, he did not know which side he is coming. But for sure, we nemon he had das that whichever side the Rebbe is going to be, that's the side he wants the erev to be chal. Now on Shabbos he finds out which side his Rebbe is coming. The Dinis Yibadavka has to go only to that side. That's the side that the Erev is Chal. So the Gemara, Kiyosi Rebbe Yitzchok, when Rebbe Yitzchok came, Toni Yipcha, Kulo Masnitin, he learned just the opposite to our whole Mishnah. That means that in our Mishnah it says, when the Goyim came, you want to run away from them. When the Chachomim came, you wanted to go to the side of the Chachomim. He learned just the opposite. when the Goyim came, it was a question which side the Goy is coming to, is a question which side you want to go to that side. And the question was which side the Chochem came to, you wanted to run away and go to the other side. So for the Gemara, Kashin Nochrim Anochrim, it's a stira to the din of Anochri. Do you want to run? It's not a Kashin Halacha, it's a Kashin of Mitzias. Like our Mishnah says, you want to run away from the Goyim. That we understand. And he learned, no, you want to run towards the Goyim. And Kashin Chochem Achochem, it's a stira. Our Mishnah says, you run to the Chochem, that's good. And he learned, no, the person wants to go to the opposite side that the Chochem is coming. What's the pshat? So the Gemara, Nochrim, Anochrim, Lekashe. There's no stibra from the din of Goyim. Do you want to run to them? Or do you want to run away from them? Ho, Bipar Hagvino. If we're talking about Goyim that are coming to collect taxes, tax collector, then Shiti, you run away from them. You want to dodge them. So if they're coming to Mizrach, you want to run away to Maral side. Ho, Bimori Dumosa. That that Rabbi Yitzchak learned that you want to run towards the Goyim, that's like the governor is coming. So Eshtons, either you want to tell him your complaints about the city, you want him to do good things for you. Real son, you want to be mafayis, you want to be nice to the governor, he should want to do good things to you. So when the governor comes, somebody that could help us, we want to run towards him to talk to him. Chochem ha-chochem le-kashay t'stira, do you want to go towards the chochem or do you want to go away from the chochem? There it says, ha b'moyse pirkei. Our Mishnah is talking about the chochem that's coming is a Talmud chochem that's going to give a good shir. So pshit, you want to go learn from him. Ha b'mikri shma. Rabbi Yitzchak was learning about who is coming, which chochem, a rabbi that teaches the talmidim, teaches the little kids how to say shema. So many of the people are not so interested in hearing this shema. Rosh Hashanah for Hashem learned the pshat is that after mikre shema went to this side, zichem estarv, the chochem that's going to say the drasha is going to go to the other side. Therefore, the person wants to run away, go to the other side of the city, not to the side of the mikre shema, but rather to the other side, where there maybe the chochem will come to darshan. Let's see Rashi. Tony Yipcho, I see Masnissin Biode, the Tony Yipcho. That what at Baruch min HaChochem, you're running away from the Chochem. Or Masnim Bo Chochem LeMizrach, Eruv LeMarev. Or Legabe Nochrim Tony, Dluhu, Tzad, Delay Se Nochri, the Tzad that the Goy is coming, Likne Eruve. That's the Tzad you want to be kind of. Tertil Barhag Venezat Rashi, Gaboyi Hamas, or Baruch Mipneim. Our Mishnah is talking about the Goy and the tax collector is coming, him you're running away from. And Mori Damasa, Rabbi Yitzchak Bryce is talking about the governor, that Sorachu Lufayis Elitzchak, either you have to be nice to him or else you have to say complaints to him. Maise Perke Lidros Barabim Das Odim Lelech Lishmaya. If the Chochem is giving a drosha, you want to run to him. Mikre Shema Klem, Malam Ditinakis, Lispalo, Masnissan Rabbi Yitzchak, Pidyasi Betray, Chadla Haigisa, Vachadla Haigisa. So that's what Rashi wants. And Rabbi Yitzchak said two came. One came to one side, one came to the other side. So if the Mikra Shema came to one side, you want to run away from him to go to the Chochem on the other side. Therefore, there's no stira. Zotik Moravaita. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Imhoyo Echod Mehen. If one of them was your Rebbe, then we say for sure you had Das Ben Ashmosas to go to the side that your Rebbe is going to be there. So the Gemara of the Rabbonin is, what's this from the Rabbonin? Why do they say no, you can still choose tomorrow which side you want the Erev to be Chal? Sometimes a person would rather hear somebody else speak, a different Chochem, than his own Rebbe. Therefore, Bein Ashmoshes is also a suffix what you meant, and tomorrow when you Mavayer, which side you want to go to, we say, Yesh Greira, it's as if you had this Das, Bishas Kineas Erev, Bein Ashmoshes. So the Gemara Amarav. You should know, we don't hold like our Mishnah because of the Tana Ayoy. The Tani Ayoy, because Ayoy learned that Rabbi Yehuda said, Ein Odom Amasna al Shnei Devorim Kiyechot. A person cannot make a Tanai like two Arabs and be told tomorrow which one of the two he would want. We hold Ein Greira. He learned that Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Greira. Elo Imbo Chochom LeMizrach Eruv LeMizrach. So the only time the Erev could be Chal on a Tanai is like this. If only one Chochem is going to come tomorrow, and you don't know now on which side he's going to come, is he going to come on Mizrach or on Marav? So you're allowed to now, like before Shabbos, put down two Eruvei Tchumims, one on Mizrach side and one on Marav side, and tomorrow when the Chochem comes, to which side he comes to, that's the side the Erev is Chal. He says, Imbo Chochem leMizrach, Eruvei leMizrach, V'imbo Chochem leMarav, Eruvei leMarav. That's good. But if the question is that two Chachomim are going to come tomorrow, one is going to come on Mizrach side and one is going to come on Marav side, and you want to decide tomorrow which one of the two you want to go to, that's also. For that we hold Ein Greira. For the Gemara, b'zoi ma'ishino. What's the difference? Ma'ishino lekan olekan. Deloi, how come you say, is Ayu's learning pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda is saying, if two chachom are going to come tomorrow, one is going to come to Mizrach, and one is going to come to Marav, and you want to choose tomorrow which one you want to go to, then we say the Erev is not chal. Why? Tiyein Breira, because Rabbi Yehuda does not hold from the side of Breira, you can't be Mavaya tomorrow what you want. And to say that means, that's the das you had ben Ashmashais, or b'zoy le'mizrach le'marav nami. If it's only a question of one chacham is coming, and you must pick which side he's going to come to Mizrach side or tomorrow side, the Chur also wishes to say, Ein Breira. The Chur should not be Chal V'Yeruv. Because also you have to come on tomorrow to see which side the chacham is going to come to. So Bein HaShmoshes, again, it's a suffix, which Erev is Chal, and tomorrow when the chacham comes to Mizrach, we say Mizrach side is Chal. So Chur, that's also in Breira. Sakon Yabiyuda holds no. If one chacham comes, then we say the Erev could be Chal. Tomorrow you let us know which one. And two chachamim, then it's not chal. So the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, we're talking about ukvar bo chacham. We're talking about that the chacham already arrived in one of the two sides. So if only one chacham is coming, the pshat is really the chacham arrived already bein hashmoshes. That means the chacham himself is either on Mizrach side or on Marav side. Just the person that's putting down the Erev, he does not know to which side did the chacham come. So when he says, tomorrow I want to be Mavayir, it's not the pshat that we don't know right now. Really, it's Mavuyir right now on which side the Erev is Chal. It's Ben Ashmashos, like Kappa Gaya Shemaya, to do which side is Chal. Because right now the Chochem is already in the Tchum of Mizrach side. See, even though the person that's putting down the Erev does not know, but so what? Lemaisa, Lemaisa, Ben Ashmashos is his man when the Erev on Mizrach side is Chal. Because he put down one of Mizrach and one of Marav, because he didn't know which side the Chacham is going to come. But if he would know that right now the Chacham is ready on Mizrach side, for sure that's the das he would have. So this is not Toliyim Breira. It's as if we know right now which side he wants. We say he wants the side the Chacham came. Like Rashi says. Rashi, Om Rabbi Yechanan Ukvar Bo Chacham. This is the way our Mishnah is talking about. Shebo chochem kvar. Koidim bein hashmoshes. The chochem already came, let's say, to Mizrach side, even before bein hashmoshes. Avul ze lehoye yadei leheichin bo. Just the person that put down the Erev, the reason why he put down two Erevs, one on Mizrach and one on Marav, because he did not know to which side did the chochem come. Oyim bo, oyloi, he didn't know if he came all together or not. Ulemo chokishen nishma loi. Now tomorrow, when he finds out that the chacham came on Mizrach side, is alocha gilu milsa biyamu. This is only a gilu milsa. V'yad gilu milsa the Yehu Erev Kana. The gilu milsa that the side that the chacham came to Mizrach side, that's the Erev that was chal ben Ashmashes. So Drashi v'yenzu samech al breiras sofik. This is not called a breira. That b'shat ben Ashmashes b'shat the Erev should be chal. We say it's a sofik. Chal on a sofik. You don't know which side the chal the Erev the chacham will come. That's a story from Breira. Like we'll see later on, Rashi learns the pshat of Yehuda in Breira, nothing at all is chal. Because you can't have such a chalois misofik right now, that right now we don't know which Erev is chal, so the pshat is it's a chalois misofik, and tomorrow when you take your choice, which one you want, that's when it's chal. Yehuda in Breira, no, there's no such thing as a sofik chalois. So the pshat is here, it's not a sofik, so Rashi, elekiniya vadois. Here it's a vada kinyan. Shrei omal letzara chochem yiknili. Because even bein hashmosher, as the person said, on the side that the chochem comes, I want that side to be chal. Hoeriv. V'yachochem kvar bor. And we're talking about really the chochem already came. Koidem chenias eriv. V'kona. That before bein hashmosher, the chochem already came within the tchum of the Mizrach side. So even though the person does not know, he just put down the eriv and said, whichever side the Chochem comes, I want the Erev to be Chal. So since Lamaisa the Chochem did come before Ben Ashmoshes, it is the Vadai, the Erev on the Mizrach side is Chal. Therefore, that's not totally in Breira. Mashenken, when you have two Chochem coming, so you know for sure there's going to be one on Mizrach and one on Marav. So why are you putting out two Erevs? Because you don't know now which one you want to go to. Tomorrow you'll be signed. So the Pshat is now Ben Ashmoshes, it's a Sofik Chalois, which Erev is Chal. If you old ain't Breira, neither of them are Chal. Yeah, so that's the way Ayah learns Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. So even though in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is maskim, there is a din yesh breira, so the Gemara is saying we don't hold like our Mishnah, we would rather hold the way Ayah learns. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds same breira. For the Gemara, other rabbis of the Gemara, let's say just the opposite. Let's say just the opposite. We don't hold from Ayah because of our Mishnah. He says, now, Mishnah, you hold this, say, yesh brera, so the Chorah, our Mishnah is better to hold like. So the Marloi Sakatai, if this you can't say, to Hashamin and Leila, Rabbi Yehuda, less lay brera. Because we heard from Rabbi Yehuda, his sheet there is, he does not hold from brera. Like Aya learns. Where the Rabbi Yehuda does not hold from brera, the Tanan we learned. Halakeyach yayin, mi bein hakusim, if somebody buys wine from the kusim, now kusi, like Rashi speaks out, it means koidim shagazar al yayinim, before the chachomim made a gezera on the yayinim, that a kusi is like a goy, and obliges yayin nesach. Bishchita schulin, ustam kuslim lemefarshi truma, v'yayin lezeh kelim lahafrish latoichen truma samaisa. So talking about you bought wine from a kusi before Chachamim made him into a goy, so you're allowed to drink the wine. Just the concern is the kusi did not take off truma samaisus. So you have to take off truma samaisus before you drink it. And we're talking about in the case that you did not have any kelim to pour like the part for truma, the parts for maiser into. So what do? You have only one jug of the wine and you want to drink from it now and you didn't take off maisus yet. So the Gemara you could do is Omer, a person should say, Shnei Lugim Shani Yosef Lahafresh Harehen Truma. And then you truma, you take off 1/50. So if I have 100 Lugim, you say 2 Lugim I'm going to take off should be Truma. Asorah Maiserishin. 1/10 of it is Maiserishin. Tisha Maisersheni. 1/9 of what's left over becomes Maisersheni. O Meichel. The Maisersheni that actually could be Misakin right away and make a pidyon to say that it should be Chal Chulin on the money I have set aside. And you're allowed to drink from this jug of wine right now the way it is. Even though all you said is that the truma is in it, but you didn't specify, like you didn't pour off any truma. So any bit of wine you're drinking now, let's say it's a suffix, maybe it's truma. The Teretz says no. Like the Firtzach is Divir Rav Meir, this is Rav Meir Shita. If Rav Meir holds, you say Yesh Breira. And tomorrow when he's going to pour off, like 1/50 for truma, we say when you make the afrosha tomorrow, it's like huvra dover that yesterday when you made the ma'is afrosha b'shein, this was the truma. So the wine you drank yesterday was not truma. What is truma? What you're going to pour off tomorrow? Das halt remeya. So remey holds you say yesh breira. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Oisrin, they hold no. By pasha they hold ain breira. Therefore you're not allowed to drink this wine right now because all you said was you want the truma to be inside it. Like 1/50 should be truma, but you didn't separate it. So chura, if you hold ain greira, so the way Rashi sheet there is the chura, nothing is chal right now because since we don't know which one is truma, you want a suffix chalais. There's no such thing as a suffix chalais. The way Tosfos learns, don't know. There could be a suffix chalais. There is truma chal in here. Just the old ain greira means tomorrow when you separate them and pour off 1/50 for truma. Who says that's the truma? About yesterday you said truma should be in here. We don't know which one. Everything is a suffix truma. That's the old ain greira, therefore it's also to drink the wine. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda said, it's also to drink the wine. So it's a rai, Rabbi Yehuda is also ain greira. So the Gemara, Ule Rama, Ule says no. Mishnah leisil aya min masnissin. We don't hold from aya because of our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda holds from greira, that's the yemis. Aya says that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from greira, we don't hold like aya. I have the kash of yellow hodik ton, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Oisvin. I, Yehuda, we have a riot tie up. Yehuda says you can't drink this wine because the old ain brera. So at the Gemara, Ula, Zugi, Zugi, Ketoni. Or Zuzi, Zuzi. That's the gears we have. Zuzi, Zuzi. And really, the Mepharshim said it should be Zugi, Zugi. And he learns faket that the first two said it was mutter. Like nurse pairs. Two said it's mutter, two said it's also. So what he learns like this. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Vir Rabbi Yehuda. Hesh Rabbi Yehuda also said that it's mutter. No, you say yesh breira. Therefore, you're allowed to drink the wine right now, even though it's a suffix, which one is the truma. But since tomorrow you're going to pour off when you get other kalim, 1/50 for truma, we say that was the truma all along, and the wine you drank before is chulin. So Rabbi Yehuda holds yesh breira. No, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Oisrin. Only Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon is the one that holds ain breira. They hold it's osir. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda shittu is like it says in our Mishnah, he holds yesh breira. Shatimar now zaitikasha. The Sava Rabbi Yosi Ein Breira, is it true? Now you're telling me Rabbi Yosi holds you can't drink this wine because he holds Ein Breira. So since we can't be Samach tomorrow when you pour off the wine, that's the Truma. No, maybe what's in here right now is Truma and you're drinking Truma. Is that true? I have your Tanan, we learned. Rabbi Yosi Yomer Shtein Noshim Shelokhu Es Kinehem Bierif. If you have two women, that let's say they're both the oldest, they both have kids, and they're Mechuyev to bring a korban. They have to bring two, each one has to bring a pair of birds. And one bird is the oila, and one bird is the chattis. So you have two nashim together, shelokhu, that they bought as kineyim, there, four birds, be'erif, they bought it together. Oisha nosnu chnein lekain. Or else they stand, they gave the four birds to a kain. Is the alocha eze sheyirtza, whichever bird the kain wants, eze sheyirtza kain yakrivoyla, any birds he wants he can make for neila. Uli eze sheyirtza yakav chatis, whichever one he wants we can do a chatis. So even though the kasher is when they noshim burat stam, we don't know which one is the oyla, which one is the chatis. Still, we say later when the kohen picks out one to be the oyla, the chur is totally